Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mennonites podcast. If I don't seem like my usual, somewhat upbeat self, it's because just not necessarily that I'm having a bad day, just not feeling right upstairs. Can't really place my finger on specifically why I'm feeling this way, but I wanted to come on here and record this because I'm recording this for you guys and just feel somewhat therapeutic. And you know, usually I feel pretty good about myself afterwards, and it's just I'm just feeling a lot of frustration with a lot of things lately, and just life, and the world, and trying to find full-time job again, because it's been a while since I've had a full steady source of income. And not that I don't have an income, it's just it's not what I would prefer it to be. And it just feels like with everything that's going on in the world right now, with the COVID stuff, and medical workers being considered essential workers, and I'm a licensed medical assistant, I'm a certified medical assistant that nobody wants to hire, and that is very, very frustrating, and really fucks with my head, because it's like, I'm certified in a profession that is essential, quote-unquote essential, according to all the news, shows, and yet, I myself as an individual if not necessarily essential to the field. Because I have the experience. I have 4 years of training and experience. And yet nobody wants to give me a shot. And it's just, like I said, it really fucks with my head a lot. And just a lot of time I just feel like, what am I even doing, That's why I try to do as much as I can by doing these videos and podcasts, to try to keep my mind off of a lot of those things, but just as time goes on, it's harder and harder to keep myself distracted enough to not think about those things too much. And that's why, people who do follow me on my social media, that I try really hard to push people to, listen to the podcast, watch the videos, subscribe, share it for other people, because, if I get the numbers up to a certain level, I can actually start making some money off of this, and, try to push people to buy stuff from my podcast store, so I can make some money, and then extra money, and have some extra income, so that I, can survive, or continue to survive, and, be a little better off than I currently am. It just feels like and I understand a lot of people just aren't able to, spend the money, and I understand that. I'm not trying to shame anybody or guilt trip anybody. It just gets frustrating, because, I see people showing off a lot of the stuff that they've purchased in recent days and weeks, spending hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars on these things, and, and I don't have that luxury currently. The last, purchase that I, splurged on was pre-ordering The Last of Us Part 2. I excited to play it when I get it on Friday. And but still, it's just what little bit of money I have goes towards food and helping out with the stuff at the house, you know, trying to make sure that this house stays as in good a shape as it possibly can be. And that's like all the stuff that I have right here in the background. You know, that Joker poster I got for free when I saw the movie last October. This was a gift from my brother. This, it came with the DVD that I bought almost 18 years ago. This came in the mail from something, I don't know. This I've had for I don't even know how long. The clock I'd gotten years ago. This I had bought 13 years ago and got it autographed. This I bought a couple months ago because I had the extra cash. And this I got off eBay, 12 years ago. So everything that you see in this video, in the background behind me, stuff that I basically already had. I don't live, quite a privileged life. And I've, in just over the last, 7, 8, 9-ish years, it's been a struggle for me. Especially over the last, 3 or 4 years. Struggle for me to just keep my head above water. And I'm not trying to do a woe is me, make people feel bad for me or any of that shit. I don't need pity. I don't need the pity. It's just, like I said, this is therapeutic for me. And I'm feeling like if I can get all this out of my system, I'm hopeful that I'll feel better. But we'll see how that goes. It's just, because I know people. There's people out there that have it much worse than I do. That's that. I always try to keep that in my head. Like, there are people out there struggling worse than I am. So I shouldn't feel so sorry for myself. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not trying to say that my situation is worse, but that's what anxiety and depression does to people. That it gets into your head, and you think that whatever's going on in your life is worse than others, even knowing that somebody has it worse than you do. And that is such a shitty feeling to have. Because I know there are people out there who are literally dying in the streets, have nowhere to go, have no home. So I'm very fortunate that I have a roof over my head, that I have a home. I feel like not whoever's going to be watching or listening to this, whether they understand what I'm saying, I don't know. But just like I said, I'm not asking for pity, just saying what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, because I just don't know what else to do. Just feel so helpless and hopeless, even. And just, sometimes I feel even useless, what am I even doing? I went to school, got these certifications, legitimate certifications, and I have the experience, I have the knowledge, I have the skills. I'm just not able to use them right now. And I feel like during this time, there with the quarantine and the pandemic and people, in the hospital with the coronavirus and all that, I feel like that I should be out there doing something, but I'm not, and it's not because I don't want to, it's because nobody will let me, basically. I don't know. just feels like, I don't even know how to describe how what it feels like. Just, you know, just like I said, my depression and anxiety, like I get in my own head, and it these thoughts eat away at me. And the thoughts eat away at me, and they consume me, and they overwhelm me, and that's all that is in my head. And I know for some people it's silly, and the people who understand, because they deal with depression and anxiety and other mental illnesses, those will be the people that understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it and how I'm feeling as I say it. And I know I was more upbeat in my one night stand ECW video that I did a couple of days ago, but yeah, I'll be honest, I was faking it the whole time. And not that I didn't enjoy the pay-per-view, not that I don't love the pay-per-view, but just, I was just, I was masking what I've been feeling so that I can give you an entertaining video, to give you an entertaining product. And that's what I've been doing for a lot of the few videos that I've been putting up lately. Just, I've been masking how I've been feeling, and sometimes it just feels so overwhelming, and I don't know where to turn, and just, sometimes I feel like I have nowhere to turn, and I feel so alone in my own thoughts, and just, like, and then I don't know what to do. Like I said, I don't know what to do. And I'm saying all these things right now, and I don't know who's going to listen. I don't know who's going to be watching this. I don't know who's going to care about what I'm saying. I just don't know anymore. I don't know. And I just feel like what I'm feeling right now in this moment, it just feels like a lot of what is going on in the world, and just feels like a lot of just lately feels like my voice doesn't matter. I'm trying very hard not to cry right now. I really am. Like I said, I know this is gonna, for some of the people that might be watching this, this is all gonna feel so silly and so meaningless. Like why am I feeling this way? Why am I letting all of this make me feel the way I feel? I can't help it. That's what happens when you have depression, anxiety, panic disorder, and that you feel, then you just have these thoughts that you feel like you don't matter, feel like that nobody cares what you have to say, feels like your voice doesn't matter, feels like that you're just so useless. and so powerless and hopeless. And again, I'm not asking for pity. I'm just, I needed an outlet to get these feelings out. And because I love doing this podcast, even if I do take, even if I do say that on my Twitter mostly, not feeling up to doing some of these, I do it anyway. Because right now it's all I really have. Yeah, I have my little Blu-ray movies, you know, I have my books, like, I've been reading the newest Hunger Games book, playing my video games, listening to podcasts, listening to music, and those make me feel better in the moment for a little while. Yeah, but once the music is done, once that podcast ends, once I finish reading that book, once I finish playing that video game, these thoughts and these feelings all come right back. They all come rushing back. And just moments like this, and when I'm feeling like this, it makes me really, really miss my cats, Boogie and Angel. They're better off where they are right now with the families that are able to give them the life that they deserve, and the much better life that they deserve, that I was not able to give them anymore. But it's just, they were always a great source of comfort for me, and not having them around anymore is just, you know, it's just, and I struggle to sleep a lot now. Most nights, I don't go to bed until the sun is coming up. You know, it's not because I wanted to stay up, it's just like, because I can't sleep. Like, even no matter how exhausted or tired I'm feeling, I stay up until the sun is out, and I only get maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Yeah, and that's on a good day. Like right now, it's 1:42 in the morning that I'm recording this. 1:42 a.m. Eastern time, because I'm in Jacksonville, North Carolina, June 14th, 2020. And whoever is going to end up watching or listening to this, I thank you for doing so, because, you know, a lot of times, like I said, I just feel like nobody cares what I have to say. Nobody, like I said, a lot of times I just feel like my voice does not matter, and nobody wants to hear what I want to say or have to say about some subjects and certain topics. And like this Minutized podcast, the whole purpose of it is to talk about wrestling and video games and superhero shit, and, you know, there's not a lot of interesting things in those areas to talk about. Well, I mean, there are, just my heart's not in it as much, because of, again, the overwhelming thoughts and feelings that I've been having. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I'm not going to stop doing this. I'm going to keep on doing it because I am very much committed to it. Because, like I said, this is essentially all I really have right now. You know, the only thing I have right now that really makes me feel any kind of joy. Like I said, I have my books, I have my movies, I have my video games, my music, and other podcasts I listen to that put a smile on my face while I'm enjoying them, or while I'm being entertained by it. Yeah, but like I said, once the movie is off, once the book is closed and put back on the shelf, once the video game is turned off and stashed away, I'm back to reality and these feelings and thoughts that I have running through my head all the time. And I do try to reach out to people to talk about these things. Not a lot of people reach back, though. Very, very, very few. Only a small handful of people reach back when I reach out. And I'm truly thankful to those who reach back. But that's life, I guess. I guess I'm gonna end it right there. So, yeah, thank you to everybody who decided to click on this and watch it and listen to it. If you're checking out the audio only version on, Spotify or Google Podcasts or Radio Public or Breaker or, and subscribe to any of those. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, if you want to see me in a more upbeat light in my previous videos and podcasts that I've done. Just my social media, all the links are in the description. Twitter, Instagram, Vero, my wrestling page from Facebook is on there as well, down for the count, if anyone wants to check that out. My podcast store that I mentioned earlier, that link is in the description below. My Patreon is in the description as well if anybody wants to join. I don't have any Patreons right now, and that's fine. I've had that thing for a year. I've had no patrons at all, and that's fine. I didn't expect much to get much out of that either. Hope you all are having a wonderful day. We'll have an even better week whenever you do decide to check this out. I love and appreciate everybody who does watch and listen and subscribe to my little show, because it does mean a lot to me. Because I'm just one person, one man, one 33-year-old little Puerto Rican boy born in Queens, New York, raised in Queens, New York, now living in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And if you ever want to reach out, my DMs are always open. Like I said, social media is all in the description. Whichever is your preference, I'm there. And I'll see you on the next one.